Hello and welcome to the show. Nigel Ogden here, as ever, at this time on a Friday evening, and raring to go with this week's mixture of pipe and electronic organ sounds. Heading the bill, German star of the Verzi Galaxy, Franz Lambert, and memories of one of ABBA's greatest hits, Super Trooper. Super Trooper from Franz Lambert on Verzi Galaxy. Well, here's one of those versatile chaps who's equally at home with pipes or microchips. And although he's the proud owner of a beautiful four-manual Wurlitzer theatre organ, he still enjoys getting the best out of the instruments with which he spends his working day. Well, in case you haven't guessed, Len Rawl is the chap in question, and here he is on Yamaha D85 with Manana. Thank you. general manipulating the controls of his Yamaha D85 to the strains of Manana. Every time I have occasion to go into the new gallery in Regent Street, I always experience a sort of stepping back in time feeling, mainly, I suppose, because the theatre has changed very little over the years, and still in residence is the gorgeous little two-manual eight-rank Wurlitzer, installed in 1925, and the first Wurlitzer to be broadcast. Well, I thoroughly enjoy playing it whenever the opportunity arises, and here's a recording I made there a couple of years ago. Manhattan, from Me to You, and featuring the famous new gallery Wurlitzer in London's busy Regent Street. Well, it's not really the weather for visiting an ice rink, but we'll brace ourselves just for the next few minutes, because here's Eddie Rouillet playing the Hammond C3 at the Silver Blades rink in Birmingham, where he's resident organist, and a delightful composition of his own called Lonely Beach. Thank you. Lonely Beach, composed and played by Eddie Ruier on the Silver Blades ice rink Hammond C3 in Birmingham. Now, another talented organist-composer was Jack Hellier, who was for many years resident organist at the Ritz in Nottingham with its splendid 22-rank Konica. Well, sadly, Jack Hellier is no longer with us, but his music is, and here's Brush Off, played by David Shepherd, on his own Compton in his Lincolnshire home. David Shepherd at the console of his own private theatre organ, playing Jack Hellier's Brush Off. Well, a topical item now from Brian Rodwell, with a beautiful arrangement of Autumn Leaves, played on Elka X30 Electronic. Autumn Leaves from Brian Rodwell on Elka X30. Well, time to switch on the personality profile spotlight. And this week we highlight the career of one of the all-time favourites of the British theatre organ scene, Douglas Reeve. Still as busy as ever, playing concerts all over the country, as well as down beside the Sussex seaside in the magnificent Dome at Brighton. With its superb four-manual Hill, Norman and Beard concert organ, the same firm responsible for Christie Theatre organs. Well, before we go any further, let's hear this famous combination of organ and organist with Waldteufel's waltz, The Grenadiers.
Well, I'm sorry to have to interrupt the music, Nigel, but I have a rather urgent warning from our travel unit for drivers heading north on the M1 in Northamptonshire and also on the M4 in West London. Northbound traffic on the M1 in Northamptonshire is almost stationary for about 3 miles on the approach to the contraflow system south of Junction 15. That's the Northampton turning. The cause of the trouble is the volume of traffic passing through the roadworks and heavy rain, which is reducing visibility and flooding the road surface. The problem of surface water is widespread at the moment, and conditions are particularly treacherous on the elevated section of the M4 in West London. So drivers are reminded to drive with extra care until the weather improves. Now, back to Waldteufel's waltz, The Grenadiers.
Thank you.
Douglas Reeve was born in Brighton and didn't take long in getting to grips with the piano and organ. After having been very impressed by the theatre organ broadcasts of Reginald Fort, Douglas went along to see the organist of the Regent in Brighton, Terence Casey, and soon began having lessons from him on the two-manual nine-rank Wurlitzer. In 1932, he became assistant to H.G. Goddard at the Savoy, Brighton, and in the same year he met Reg Fort, who had come down to open the organ in the new Lido at Hove. After Fort had heard Douglas play on a couple of occasions, he eventually offered him a position with County Cinemas, for which Fort was musical director. And December 1933 found Douglas at the organ of the Regal Golders Green for 2 weeks. Following this, he toured the county circuit, visiting such places as Wimbledon, Hull, Aldershot and Canterbury, although he was based at Golders Green from May 1934. For a few years up to the outbreak of war, Douglas divided his time between the Regal and Orpheum cinemas in Golders Green, but moved into management for a few months in October 1939, until he joined the army in 1940. Well, time for some more music, and a track from an LP which Douglas made some years ago for the Lancastrian Theatre Organ Trust on the superb four-manual 14-rank Wurlitzer of the Gaumont Manchester. Country Gardens from Douglas Reeve playing the Gaumont Manchester Wurlitzer. During his time with the Royal Engineers Office at Aldershot, Douglas met a charming young lady who sang with the RASC show band. She later became his wife, and from then on Joyce regularly appeared alongside Douglas as guest soloist at his concerts. Soon after he'd left the army, the young couple returned to Brighton, and inspired by the work of Reginald Dixon in Blackpool, Douglas persuaded the authorities that the Dome organ could be used for the same purpose. In 1941, he began playing for dancing at the Dome, and 5 years later was appointed borough organist to Brighton Corporation, establishing such shows as Organ Serenade and the extremely popular Tuesday at the Dome series. Douglas first appeared on the airwaves in 1937 on the original BBC Compton, but for more than 40 years he has regularly been heard from the Dome, and more recently he also played the present BBC theatre organ for quite a number of the early Sunday morning Sam Costa programmes. Well, here he is again at the organ he knows better than any other, the Dome Brighton Hill Norman and Beard. And there's certainly no mistaking the Reeves sound in this arrangement of the Thunder and Lightning Polka. Thank you. Douglas Reeve at the organ of the Dome, Brighton, and long may he continue to entertain his many admirers throughout the British Isles. Douglas's concerts are very happy affairs, and in fact the atmosphere he always tries to create is summed up rather nicely by his signature tune. The star of this week's personality profile, Douglas Reeve. Well, on to this week's fairly long list of concerts. Tomorrow the 7th, the Young Organists' Christmas Show at the 3J's Gomersall, and Michael Donald plays for the League of Friends at Marston Green Hospital, Birmingham, both those commencing at 7:30 p.m. On Sunday the 8th at 1:30, Doreen Chadwick at the Granada Walthamstow, at 2 o'clock Andrew Willans and Peter Holt at the Cecil Theatre Hull, and at 2:30 Charles Horrocks at Peterborough Technical College. At 2:45 and 7 p.m. on Sunday, Phil Kelsall at the Thursford Organ Museum, and at 3 o'clock, Len Rawl at the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool, and I'll be joining David Shepherd at the Regal Henley-on-Thames. At 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, a charity concert at Gunton Hall, Lowestoft, in aid of the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, and featuring Robert Wolfe, the Norwich Barbershop Singers, Terry Hepworth, the Norwich Accordion Orchestra, and the Gunton Hall Silver Band. Finally, next Monday, the 9th, I'll be giving a lunchtime recital in Southwark Cathedral at 1:10. And let's end tonight in a reasonably relaxed mood with Nightbirds from Kelvin Eames on Yamaha FX20. Thank you. Kelvin Eames and Nightbirds played on Yamaha FX20, winding things up for this time. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our various bits and pieces this evening, and that you'll be able to join me again at 9:15 one week from today. In the meantime, from producer Peter Pilbeam and me, Nigel Ogden, take care and see you next week.